Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Picks are in, and Mike's enjoying himself over there in Berlin. And the Falcons are hopefully going to be able to pick up a win. It is a must-win situation for me this weekend. I don't want to hear any excuses, and I don't know if they'll make up any. I just don't want to hear any reason why this team is not able to pull one out. Indy's favored in this game because of the season they're having. There's no debating that. But, again, we've been competitive. Can we cut out these small mistakes? Can we do the little things that are going to put us over the hump? And, really, that's the question for me. Guys, I think we'll be able to score on this team. I don't know if we'll be able to effectively stop the run, Mark Zeno, who's in for Mike, but I do think we'll score points and this will be a close game. I do not expect any to blow us out. And if they do, we have bigger issues. If this turns into one of these blowouts and all of a sudden it's an embarrassing moment for the Falcons, then we've got bigger issues to fry. But I don't think that's going to be the case on Sunday.
I do this with, you
speechless?
Know. So, like, again, I hate to bring it back to, like, the gambling stuff, but I always put a game script together on how a game is going to play out, right, to decide if there's a side that I like more than the other. When I try to put a game script together, when I look at a game, if I can't get a game script down to, like, an 80% solution of where I feel the game will play out this way...
You don't go that way.
I don't play the game. And the problem is that I can't... I have, like, six game scripts in my head how this thing plays out. Like, tell me, I mean, if we were going to do, like, plausible or possible or impossible kind of deal, like, you know, if I told you the Colts win 31-13, plausible. You could write that game script.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Falcons win 23-20. You could write that game script. Right? Falcons win a very low-scoring, ugly game, you know, 17-13. I can write that game script. I mean, the Steelers put together a game plan that held the Colts impotent last week. Like, the Falcons' defense is better than the Steelers this year. So, there's a 34-30 win for the Falcons here. I can write that game script. Like, pick which one you want, which makes this game so really tough to handicap and figure out, because we don't know which Falcons team shows up week to week. We just don't. Like, that's the problem. You know, here's the thing. Every team, good teams, all the good teams, if I give you a team, right, and I ask you what's their identity, you can say it in one or two to three words.
Sure.
If I ask you the Falcons' identity, nobody has an answer, and nobody picks the same two or three words. And that's the problem, right? Like, you don't have an identity. And if you'd like to talk about one of the biggest sort of, you know, in my opinion, strikes against Raheem Morris as a coach, he's never given this team an identity. They have no identity. That's a problem.
You know, when we've asked him that, and I think you were there, Zeno, even last year when we got to camp and we were talking about this, and then this year, and you know what his answer's been? Teams figure out their identity. That's been his answer. meaning as the season plays out, you start to realize what your team does really well. They figure out what they do well, and then that becomes who you are. And sometimes I think the coach dictates this. And I'll tell you the
example. But the coach creates it. Like,
correct.
What did Mike Vrabel give the Patriots immediately?
There it is.
An identity.
Yes. That's what exactly what I was going to say.
We stop the run, we beat you up, and we're efficient on offense.
That's it.
I mean.
That is where sometimes the coach dictates this is how we're going to do it. I'll tell you another guy.
I mean, Dan Quinn, for all his flaws, Dan Quinn did that exactly when he got here.
He did.
And he did the same thing in Washington. This is our identity. We all hated hearing it after a while.
Fast and physical.
Brotherhood, yeah. But that's the way they play.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another
guy. Mike McDonald gives Seattle an identity.
Harbaugh does this. Yeah. Everywhere he's been. We're going to run the football.
Yep.
We're going to be tough up front.
Yep.
Right?
We're going to beat you in the trenches, and we're not going to beat ourselves.
And
we don't make mistakes.
And the formula.
We're willing to win ugly.
The formula for him has worked.
Yep.
But to your point, that you're right. There is no two or three words that anybody can say that's the same.
And the problem is, and that's the thing. It's like we could all pick a couple of words, but none of them match. Well, you know what the Steelers' identity. We know what the Eagles' identity. We know the Ravens. Like, I could even give you the identity to Buccaneers for crying out loud. The lack of identity and the lack of consistency make this team very difficult to figure out what's going to happen week to week. Because there is no bread and butter. I know what they told us our bread and butter is, but they don't execute it.
No.
That's like me telling you I'm one of people's 50 most sexiest men out there. Yeah, I could say it all I want. It's not actually reality if it doesn't happen.
It hasn't happened.
No, I mean, I just missed. I was 51.
We're going to talk more about the Falcons coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll tell you the latest on the injuries as well. Also, in less than 10 minutes, find out where Zeno was today. Very cool situation. He'll fill you in on that. And I got to share something that I watched the other night. I told you this yesterday on the show, and we didn't get to it. But it's one of my all-time things. And I will explain coming up as part of Guy Talk. Steve Coonan's on the way. But right now, we got to talk some dogs. Dogs going to Miss State. Not an easy place to play. But is it easier than Tennessee or easier than Auburn? Yeah, I think it is. So what? They're banging on cowbells. I think those environments are more intimidating than what Miss State has. And even their coach, Jeff Libby, was talking about this. But before we let you hear him, Kirby Smart put it in perspective when he was talking about Miss State this week.
Another week in the SEC, as we all know. Really good opponent, Mississippi State. Jeff, I know well, and a good guy. They got no quit in them. These guys have competed. They have been in every game they've played. They have upgraded the talent level since he's been there. He's put together defensively, offensively, and special teams. They got really good players all over the field. You know, our guys are going to have a great challenge this week. You know, we're going to their place. And when you play on the road in the SEC, trust me, I played a lot of years and coached a lot of games at this place. It's a tough place to play.
He's not lying. But I also think they've been in tougher spots already with this particular team this year with the Tennessee game and certainly the Auburn game and those crowds and how intimidating those environments can be. Jeff Libby, he mentioned he knows him well. Kirby spoke highly of him. He was asking his fans to come out and do more this weekend.
For us, it is us making sure we're protecting Davis Wade. We're trying to fill it with maroon and white, and we need it. We need 60,000 strong. We got a top five football team coming into our place. It needs to be as electric an atmosphere as there is in college football. We have the ability to do that. We know that, but we need that.
So, look, even if they've got 60,000 plus, even if they get out to a fast start, guy asked me, he said, Dukes, you're talking about you like the dogs. Why do you like the dogs? This is one of those trap situations. No, it's not. Because the dogs have shown in the second half, they're just different with everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if they get out to a fast start and the crowd's going crazy and ding, 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 and they're ringing them damn cowbells, mm-hmm. Second half, dogs will do what they do. At least that. Talk about identities. That is this team's identity this year.
What, suck for 30 minutes and then beat everybody for snot for 30 minutes?
They're going to find a way in the second half.
Okay.
They're going to be better than you.
There's really not enough songs that feature the cowbell. I mean, look, I don't know. It's another one where what we've seen from Georgia could absolutely play out, but no one's going to be surprised if Georgia clicks on offense, and because this is not a great Mississippi State defense.
No,
it's not.
No, they've
given up 30 on the regular.
Yeah. But they're scoring 30. That's the deal.
Right. And so here's the thing. I guess the real question is, like, for you, like, if Georgia can't offensively get going early, what does that say to you about this team? Like, this is a very below-average defense you're facing. Florida was a good defense, right? I mean, you know, Tennessee's defense isn't great either, but I think early in the season they were better than what they are now. But you look at some of these other games, you know, they played good defenses along the way. This is not one of them. I could almost give them an alibi on, like, not scoring against some of these other defenses. This one, there's no excuse. Like, they should put up three scores in the first half. Should be 17 points or more.
Yeah, they should definitely put up numbers. I want you to hear Brent Key talk about what he had to say today on 92.9 The Game. He was on the Steakhouse. And I found this interesting because we got into a great debate yesterday about, you know, do you pay him now? He mentioned, you know, cut me open, see what colors I bleed, which I thought you're putting yourself in a box. But Brent Key says he wants to be here. And I don't think anybody would debate that that's why he came back here. This is his alma mater. He won a lot of games as a player. He has a love and a passion for this place, which is unique, right? Everybody wants to get that guy that you feel like he's not going anywhere. But there is also a price that comes with that. And Brent Key was asked about his desire to stay here. This is what he said today.
Yeah, you know, like, don't forget now, I left the University of Alabama after, what, three straight national championship games to come back here for the same position, basically. And, you know, now that I've got an opportunity and I'm so fortunate to be able to sit in this seat, like, I'm not letting this thing go. As long as I feel like we can win championships, and I'm not talking about just conference championships, y'all. I'm talking about as long as we are supported and the vision that Dr. Cabrera has, and now with Ryan being the athletic director, right, the alignment we have at Georgia Tech is second to none, And as long as that continues, as long as we feel like we are in position to win championships, go Jackets.
You believe it? You believe him? You believe? And by the way, they are supported. But here's the question we had, Zeno. To what degree? Is it $10 million or is it $11 million support? Or is it $8 million support? And when you talk about support, he's talking about not just having the resources to go do the things you need to do with players, but what about his pay? Are they that committed? Because that's a different level of commitment.
It is. I mean, I believe everything he says.
I do too.
I believe he's being 100% genuine, and this is what he feels. I also believe that there's not 100% of the facts about every situation available on the table. Now, when he said yesterday, the other day, cut me open, see what colors I bleed. If he had said unequivocally, I have been contacted by several schools here and I've told them all, no, I'm not interested. That's a different comment. That's a completely different comment. Then to turn around and flip, you know, is disingenuous, right? Like, that to me is when you pigeonhole yourself. If somebody else makes him an offer he can't refuse going forward, I don't have a problem with him taking it. I don't think it changes what he really bleeds and what he feels. There's just where you work isn't emblematic of who you are. So I think that if he had said that, and to my knowledge, he's never said that yet. He has never said, I am 100% staying here. He didn't do the Nick Saban in Miami, right?
No.
He didn't do that.
No, like, he didn't.
If you do that, that's different. But cut me open, see what colors I bleed does not mean he is staying here. Like, I hope he does. We all want him to. I haven't met a college coach that I've liked as much as Brent Key in a long time. And so I think that for the most part, he's going to be here, but I still don't know what the rest of the facts of the situation are yet. Don't know if LSU's made a phone call. Don't know if Penn State, Florida, Auburn, if any of those people have made phone calls to him yet. They're probably all not going to until his season is over. And then it's rush to get their time.
You're the only thing on my mind. What have you done for me lately?
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also want to remind you guys that Saturday we've got your college football. And not only that, go join Allie Mack. She's at Carriage Kia in Woodstock, and you could get ready for Sunday's game and be one lucky fan that's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes, plus another one is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. So again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, it's one of the best franchises ever. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up, Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, joins us. Hawks back in action tonight and tomorrow at State Farm Arena against the Lakers. And, of course, you'll check them out right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I'm watching this show, Wick is Pain. You a John Wick fan?
I have not. Well, I shouldn't say I'm not a fan. I just never watched it.
You never watched the John Wick series or the I think it's 4 movies now. So I'm watching this, and this is like the making of the series of the movies. And I think it's one of the best movie franchises ever. But when the original came out, a lot of people were like, I don't think this is going to work. As a matter of fact, they had a hard time making the movie, which they explain in this Wick is Pain documentary. But I got to tell you, man, if you think like Keanu Reeves has just got like a stunt double for this entire thing, he trained for months for each one of these movies. And it's fascinating, Zeno, how much literally pain this guy was in regards to some of the stunts, because these fight scenes, they call it gung fu, where, you know, it's up close and all this stuff. Anyways, I was blown away by it. But what's the series? What's your favorite movie franchise? Period. Like, if it's on or you had a chance, you could have a day and you're going to watch. What's your favorite? Is it Mission Impossible? No. Is it the Star Wars? Is it Fast and Furious?
No.
Like, what is the franchise you're going to invest in? What is it, Day-Day?
It's definitely Star Wars for me.
Start to finish? You're going to watch all of them?
Yeah, I probably would. I'll be honest with you. I probably would skip a couple, but for the most part, with the original trilogy,
sure,
I'd watch all of those, maybe a couple of some of the one-offs. I definitely would watch Rogue One, Solo.
Rogue One is so good.
Yeah, it is. And then... that's the franchise for me.
Some people think it's Alien.
Mission Impossible will probably be mine.
Mission Impossible
is great.
Look, and by the way, the last one was really good.
You know, I hate the fact that I
what
fell off.
What are you going to say, Mark? You're laughing
I
at
fell
us
off
over there.
On the, I feel I kicked myself in the butt because I fell off on the Mission Impossibles.
Which one was your last one that you saw?
I think the third
okay.
one.
Okay. So, yeah. Because what happens in the at the last one? I know you saw it, right?
I haven't seen
you?
The second half yet.
Oh.
I got to watch the second.
Really?
They tie everything together. Like,
see,
it's so
I
got to
go back. Yeah.
It's so perfect.
Wait, hold on, Carl. Zeno's laughing at us.
Why?
Because I'm laughing at myself.
Why?
Because mine's Rocky.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You like all the Rockies?
Either Rocky 5.
You like all of them?
There's
only
no such,
in America.
There's no such thing as a bad Rocky. So
Rocky
one
5
is better
is
than the other.
So what about the Creed?
Rocky 5 you was like, bad.
Yeah, Rocky. I'm not into the Creed
I'm
thing.
I'm supposed it's to believe Tommy what? Morrison the is a lead actor?
The Creeds are actually pretty good.
Creed's are
I saw the first one. At this point, we're just stretching.
I will say, I'll give
oh,
you that.
No.
I'll give you
oh, my God. Creed was good.
Again, Rocky and Creed are two different series. But one is called Rocky, the other one's called Creed.
Yeah, but it's still part of the same family.
Really, is Sylvester Stallone in really? Any other than
yes,
the first one?
Yes, he's in the first yes. two. Yes.
Oh, he's in the first two. I didn't
yeah.
see the second one.
Yeah, well, there no. you go. Drago's in the second one. Why yeah. would he be in that movie?
How did Drago get in the second one?
He's got
yeah,
a son.
Yeah, he fights Drago's
but,
kid.
Oh, but Rocky's your favorite
yeah.
franchise.
Rocky is not Creed.
Drago's in it?
Yes. Yeah,
well, again, I'm sorry we're bringing
now
back
you gotta
all the characters.
Now you got to go watch Creed.
You got to watch Creed now. Watch him fight
I saw the first one. I just, you know, but yeah, I mean, that Rocky is what I would go to. That's why I was laughing. Not at any of your choices. No. It's just like, it's the most typical thing. That and The Godfather, okay, not the third one.
So the third one, no, you can't do the third one at all.
So what's your favorite Rocky? What's your favorite
say
movie?
Four.
You said four?
He's going to say four. Why?
Three is mine.
Two.
Two is yours? Three is mine.
I'm surprised by that, Zeno.
Two. Rocky III is the most underrated one in the series.
Oh,
I
love Rocky III.
The fight scene in Rocky III are epic. Especially the third round when he throws that first punch and he blocks it with his arm and then just unloads on. Like, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, this is all fantasy. That's the only movie where I allow my belief to be suspended belief. Yeah, suspended belief. That's it's the only, like, you know, it's nothing like real boxing or anything else. But, you know, yeah, if you put them in order, it's like 2, 4, 3, 1, Balboa, 5.
Balboa?
Rocky Balboa was.
I don't even remember Balboa.
It was the one where he fought, and they had the makeshift fight. Somebody simulated
yeah.
the fight.
With him and Antonio Tarver was in it.
Yeah,
yeah, and then he was excited because of that.
He was Mason the Lion Dixon.
You know what, real quick, what about Die Hard, guys? Is Die Hard in this group?
It's not a Christmas movie.
Oh, here we go.
We're not going to start that talk, number one.
Here we go.
The last one with this kid was really, really bad.
I didn't
when
see
they go
the
to Russia,
one.
It was
yeah,
really bad.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Really I was going to tell you, know, a series to me that I think franchise? Was underrated, franchise that I think was underrated?
What was
the Underworlds.
Not familiar.
Kate Beckinsale. The
vampire.
The vampires and the, what they call them? Not they don't call them werewolves. What do they call them? Lycans.
I would put Back to the Future on the list. It's a good
franchise?
Trilogy.
Franchise?
Yeah, it's a good trilogy. It's a great trilogy.
It's a good family one.
It is. I will tell you guys and don't laugh at me. Toy Story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Toy Story franchise?
Yeah. I got a kid.
Love
but even
the
as a
Toy
kid,
Story franchise.
I'd watch it with him, yeah.
Are you laughing at me? I love it.
Didn't do it much for me.
Oh, my goodness.
What about the Shreks?
Love the Shreks, too.
First one.
Love the Shreks.
Can't get into the second.
The second one.
Part of this is, though, my daughter, that we watched those movies.
Right.
and so, like, that was part of it. And then, you know, because it's like, is this a kid movie or is this really an adult movie?
So my daughter you still know? Remembers from watching the second Shrek. She was probably, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7. She was like, Dad, I still remember, like, in Shrek 2, the catnip scene, and everybody bust out laughing and all the adults are cracking up and I'm just sitting there wondering, like, why was that so funny? Like, she still remembers that to this day.
It's great.
That's not mine.
And I'm throwing John Wick in there for me, too. And that's why I brought this up, because this Wick for Pain is a documentary about them making these movies. The first one, guys, it wasn't even going to get made, and Eva Longoria is like the secret person who put up her own money.
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. To get the first one
was
made.
A smart investment.
She's not in it.
No.
She put money into it.
They showed, like, literally, they're talking to the directors. It's a fascinating story. And they're talking to the directors, and they're like, when you see the credits, you see Eva Longoria's name on there. As much as I've seen that movie, I've never even paid attention to it. But it is really good. It talks about all the behind the scenes stuff and how crazy it was to make these movies. And then Wick was a hit. Then Wick 2 was better. And then they, you know, obviously, I think there's 4 of them now. But I'll say one more, or two more. Hunger Games I still love as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And the Harry Potter franchise as well. Harry Potter.
Okay.
You don't like Harry Potter?
No, I don't believe in magic.
Oh, my goodness.
You
know what I feel for your kids? I really do. I feel for your boys right now.
Why?
You don't believe in magic?
They're not nerds.
You don't have to be a nerd, Zeno.
Harry Potter's for nerds.
Do I look like a nerd? I like Star Wars.
Yes.
I look like a nerd?
Yes. The glasses make you look like a very intelligent man.
Well, I'll take that then.
You don't have to be a nerd. You know what? That's so insulting of you.
Is Dumbledore, is that the Hobbit? Or is that what it is?
The Hobbit.
Dumbledore is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah. Hobbit is.
That's all the same genre to me.
I'm not a Hobbit fan, but I'm okay.
Carl, really? You didn't like any of the Lord of the Rings?
Hobbit, I didn't get into as much maybe as
why,
I should
have. Because they turned dwarfs and
one
elves?
Book into three movies instead of it being a singular book being a whole movie like the Lord of the Rings series.
No, but I liked Hunger Games. Did you hear what he said about Hunger Games?
I didn't say anything bad about Hunger Games.
Yes, you did. No, not Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
You said you don't believe in magic. That's
awful. You know what came out last night that I'm going home to watch tonight?
What?
The HBO doc, A-Rod versus Alex. You haven't seen this documentary on Alex Rodriguez?
No,
the first part
HBO or Netflix? Because I saw
HBO,
where he's
HBO.
I saw where he said he feels like there's something out a documentary that's gonna make his Hall of Fame.
I don't know if it's, I haven't seen it yet, but the first part of it came out last night.
Okay.
The steroids aren't going to do it?
What's that?
The admitting he did steroids is not going to ruin his Hall of Fame chances?
As
weird as writers are.
There's always been this weird dichotomy about Alex, right? Like, I mean, he's that guy who had all the talent in the world, but still wanted to be loved by everybody.
Including Madonna, which was weird.
Yeah, well, listen, the Yankees can thank Kate Hudson for that 2009 World Series.
Check out Wick is Pain if you're a John Wick fan of the franchise. Just throwing it around. By the way, guy just hit me up. What about Indiana Jones? Look, whatever. Huh? Indiana Jones is
Crystal
legit.
Skull is one of the worst movies ever made. Dial of Destiny kind of brought it back a little bit.
Yep.
But Crystal Skull took the first three movies and brought them substantially down.
What about Mad Max?
That's one of the best all-time franchises.
Now, are we counting
the
old one and putting it in with the new one? Because I feel like they're kind of...
An extension?
Two different.
I do agree with that. Because if you didn't watch the original Mad Max, can you watch the new stuff and get in? I think you can. I don't think you have to watch the original.
No, you don't.
But it is a great franchise. And by the way, another one. Look, I'm just thinking out. Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Terminator.
There was a couple that were
Let me guess.
Nuts.
You don't like robots and you don't like AI.
Nerds.
That's for nerds. Let me guess. That's for nerds.
It's 4:34 here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
By the way, this song is for you, Zeno.
Oh, perfect.
This is from Toy Story, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
So good. So good. All right, man. Steve Coonan's coming up. We'll find out the latest with the Hawks. What's going on? They got a game tonight. Tomorrow, Lakers are in town. We'll talk about all things NBA. 5 o'clock, Falcon Report's on the way, and we'll get back to some college football as well. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
From Mike. Hawks back in action tonight and down in State Farm Arena. Our coverage beginning here at 7, right? It's a shorty show for Chris tonight and then leading into the pregame show. And then they get the Lakers tomorrow. What's the Lakers injury update real quick before we talk to Steve Koonin? Oh, no LeBron, obviously.
LeBron has started doing, or his next step is 5-on-5 work. They're on a road trip right now. They're going to be here in Atlanta. He is not traveling on the road trip. So they're saying, like, towards the middle of this month, maybe the 18th is the target date for his
And you know what?
Debut.
I know this only because of working the games for FanDuel the last few years. LeBron actually took a lot of pride in being able to play in Atlanta because it was the one time once a year, right? You only get him once a year. And you go back and look at his career. Every time he's come through, even when he's been sick, ankles hurt, whatever, he's played. So this is a very unusual situation for most Hawk fans who get a chance to see LeBron when they come in. But this is usually later in the year, too. This is kind of early for them to come in. They usually come in the spring. But nevertheless, so no LeBron. Is Luka available? What's going on with Luka?
Luka is available.
Soft
body Luka, yeah. A lot of soft body injuries right now. They were thinking he would not be available right now, but he came back a couple games ago. He's been playing, so.
All right. We'll see what
Austin Reeves is the one who is out currently.
Okay. So this is a banged-up Lakers team then coming in here.
It is. But they've still kind of managed to keep their head above water. They're 7-2.
I know.
Yeah. Even Bronny's getting time right now, so.
Yeah, and by the way, Bronny's got some ups, man. He caught an alley-oop the other night. I was like, oh, okay, Bronny.
He also tried to block Wimby's shot or get in the way of Wimby, and wasn't a very good idea.
No contest. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today. Quick reminder, join the morning shift. Guys, every Friday for the tailgate at home, it's presented by Publix. They do it every Friday, and it's a lot of fun. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday with the morning shift. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk to Steve Koonin, who's joining us. Hawk CEO. Steve, what are you doing? What's going on with you today? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. Excited about, a couple of games at State Farm Arena.
Tonight's a big cup game. Wait till you see the court. It is red.
Well, you know what? Every year you guys change it, right? Every year they change that.
Yeah.
Is that the league or is that us? How does
that
happen?
It's the league.
Okay.
It's the league. Trust me, I would not authorize this court. It's wild.
Well, it brings.
And as an old TV guy, red doesn't look great on TV when it's that dominant.
Gotcha. Well, look, it brings something extra. We almost won the cup last year, for those who don't remember.
Well, we got a shot. Tonight is probably the most important game in the tournament for us.
Okay.
Because we beat Toronto tonight. The next game we play is Washington, who have won one game.
Yeah.
And, we might be heading back to Vegas, baby.
It'd be nice.
So not counting chickens, but I like it.
It'd be nice. All right. We were just talking about, LeBron. I was mentioning the last, 10 years or so. When LeBron has come to town, he's out for the Lakers tomorrow. But we know that he's suffering, I think, it's sciatica. But I was saying, when these stars come to town, though, Steve – and they have that one chance. LeBron's always taken pride in wanting to play in Atlanta. He's not missed, I don't believe, a lot of games. As a matter of fact,
missed a game in Atlanta.
Yeah. So that's what you want as fans. And I wish more guys in the league took it that way. I know one year he was sick and we were like, oh, is he going to play? He ended up playing. And I only bring that up to bring up the whole load management thing. There are stars in this league who still take pride in wanting to play on the road because they know this is the only time those fans are going to get a chance to see him.
Yeah, he's the best at it, and I do think the problem has rectified itself quite a bit. you know, when we go out on the road now and Trey's on the bench, we disappoint a lot of people, you know, but that's not, that's a injury. I mean, a real injury. And so I think that fans understand injury. LeBron hasn't played a game rather than load management, which, you know, I agree with you. But I do think that that problem has abated a bit. I mean, it used to be crazy, and it's gotten better, and competition has forced it to be better.
Steve, when you look at the NBA Cup as a fan product, do you notice anything different? Do the fans look at it differently? Do we see a bigger sign of attendance or anything like that? I'm just kind of curious how, after a couple of iterations of the NBA Cup.
TV ratings are up and attendance are up for Cup. And
really?
I'm telling you, when you're flipping around tonight and you see that court, you know, something different's going on. And that literally was the idea behind that a group of us had to, how are you going to stop people in their tracks and tell them it's something different? And the best way to do it was the court. So, you know, we talked the NBA into doing different courts and got to give them credit. And they might have had a few beers one night because they are nuts.
Yeah, and I will say the intensity did pick up. We've seen this, right, at these games. That's the other part of it. Oh, Zeno showed me.
I just
me,
saw the court, yeah.
Zeno just showed me a
it's
picture
red.
Of it. Wow.
It's red.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
It does pop.
So when you're a player and you walk out for warm-ups and you see that, you know something's going on. You know tonight's not an average grind 81 of 82 nights.
Agreed.
And so, you know, come on down tonight. There's standing room only tickets on the market, and obviously there's always tickets on the market. But tonight should be a lot of fun.
Steve, what about the NBA? I'm looking at this now. The NBA's Europe-based league may launch next year?
Yeah, what, 2 years.
Okay, so what's the deal here? This is in FIBA and the NBA are collaborating on this?
FIBA and the NBA. So you look in Paris. By the way, look at some of the best players in the NBA, including our own Zachary Risache, who lit it up the other night, are European. You know, Luka coming in tomorrow night, European.
Yeah.
So there is a strong idea to sell franchises similar to the Hawks in 12 European cities. And one day, as supersonic travel is getting closer and closer to being able to fly from Atlanta to London in 3 hours, I think you could see schedules that include London, Spain, Germany playing games against each other. So the first part is to start a league in Europe, NBA-type arenas, NBA-quality players, and expand from there as air travel, you know, enables you to fly and compete closer to Europe than you are to California.
And the NBA would be backing this, obviously. They would be a partner in this, yes.
Correct. It would be part of, you know, as a team, we are a 1/30th member of the NBA. So there's huge enthusiasm around the teams of not only developing our game on a global basis, but expanding and extending our game to competition on a global basis in the future.
It looks like, I'm reading this, 16 teams, the model calls for 12 permanent franchises, to Steve's point, including in Spain, France, Italy, Germany, Greece, Turkey. It's just hard to imagine how that would look, you know, in connection with the NBA, but it is fascinating as the league tries to go.
I think for a while it'll look much more like the G League than it does the NBA.
Right, right.
But like Real Madrid, where Luka played, that's real competition.
Steve, as far as this year's team is concerned, you know, I mean, obviously with the injury to Trey, but, you know, I like the tempo. I like the way it feels right now. It doesn't feel like this is a team missing their star at this point in time.
No, I mean, it's been a short sample size in fairness, but Dyson Daniels and Jaylen bringing up the ball, obviously, and no disrespect to Trey, but obviously we're replacing Trey with much bigger guys, you know, longer and leaner and bigger. So our defensive intensity has moved up. I think we're number 13 in the league in defense. And again, small sample size, 8 games. But I do think that it's something, you know, that we'll hopefully develop and see. And when he comes back, you know, because look, Trey brings so much, especially to the end of the game. He is a closer. How many games have you been to or watched where Trey's gotten that bucket that you need, or Trey's gotten that foul and gone to the line and made the shot? So those are the things that, besides everything else that Trey brings, but he truly is a game closer. And it was great the other night because we were up by 20 pretty much the whole game, so we weren't in that situation. But I'll be, you know, hopeful and curious to see what happens. But very optimistic, and you're starting to see the quality of talent on the court is better than we've had in the last couple of years.
I want to ask you about your spread in Atlanta Magazine, because I opened it and went, huh?
I have not seen it.
I was like, what? Yeah, you've not seen it. It's great, by the way. They did a really good job.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, they written. And it's you along with the three other gentlemen they spoke to in regards to what's going on downtown. I just wanted to talk to you about the interview. I've not even read it. I just, you know how I scrolled through a magazine and I opened it and your face was there. I was like, Steve, what are you doing?
Sorry about that.
But the entire article has to do with the transformation of downtown. And I just want you to talk about a little bit. What were they asking you, and what did you get out of that?
Look, every city, every great city in the world, and this is one of the greatest cities in the world, has a great downtown. And Atlanta doesn't. And part of it was literally the physics of Atlanta 135 years ago was called Terminus. Mm-hmm. And all the train lines ended here. And where they ended is exactly where we are downtown. And so working with Tony Ressler's brother on Tony's idea and vision of building, in essence, L.A. Live, live, work, and play across from Mercedes-Benz Stadium and State Farm Arena, we have been able to take 50 acres that was 41 feet below street level and build up a platform, which is the complexity I can't even explain to you, as it's taken 9 years. That is street level, and now we're going to build one of the great developments in this country. That is where you will go to have great dinners, great drinks, great activities, 5,300-seat Live Nation Music Theater, COSM, which is the Sphere of Sports, and a whole bunch of stuff that will be announced over the next several months, as well as 3,000 apartments where you can live downtown, work downtown, play downtown. So it's a real honor and a privilege to be part of that and work on that also, besides my day job.
Yeah. Well, it's in Atlanta Magazine. If you guys want to check it out, it's really cool talking about all of that and the vision for what I think is going to make us, even a bigger and better city, and especially with the events we have coming in, Steve. All that stuff's going to be ready for the World Cup?
The Mitchell, which is 304 luxury apartments, is open and leasing really well. The Hotel Phoenix, which is 19 stories and literally looks into Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the rooftop bar, will be open. COSM says it will be open. The Live Nation Theater will not be open, but the exterior will be complete. And hopefully we will have a fan plaza where we can host 2,000 to 3,000 people a night watching games and having a few refreshments.
Incredible.
And then more to come.
Yeah, it really is. It's very cool. All right, before we let you go, how much were you sweating last week with the Florida game? Dogs at Miss State this weekend.
Well, I have to admit, I did predict the Dogs would win by over 70, and I was obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. But it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I understand. And I can break down a few breaks that we missed that we should have been up there, at least in the high 50s. That said, who doesn't love how tenacious and how gritty and how tough this team is? So I was at a wedding of a dear friend's son. Thank God they had a program that was larger than my phone. So I snuck my phone in the program, took an aisle seat and watched the game and cheered heartily for the bride. When the Dogs were on offense and when they won that game, it was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. So congratulations to Kevin and Dory for a great wedding and a great Dogs victory.
Yeah, pretty cool. A day to be remembered, no doubt. Well, Steve, appreciate you stopping by as always. Tonight, Hawks, Toronto. Tomorrow, it's Lakers, as he said. Tickets still available, some standing room. If you want to make your way down there to State Farm, great environment. It's a lot of fun. And
stand at the bar, have a few pops, and watch a game.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody. Take care.
You too. That's Steve Koonin, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, join us after each and every Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react to every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Mark and I are coming back. Falcon Report's on the way. We have an injury update, and apparently one Colt that's not going to be available for Sunday. We'll get you caught up on the latest with the Falcons. They practiced this morning with the time change. Ross spoke. We'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say as we get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Colts here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.